better be that way.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and agency number for the record?
Sergio Martin Morales. My number is 190341.
Thank you, sir. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Morales?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See your attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yeah, I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the individual sitting closest to you, and that's the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our acting board chairman, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer. Now, you have a supporter on the telephone, so I need to swear everyone in, and I'll begin with you, Mr. Sergio Morales. But do you, Mr. Sergio Morales, Mr. David Morales on the telephone, and Mr. Westby solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. So this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of the hearing by reading from your warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by the use of alcohol on or about March 20, 2018 for the task lab report dated March 21, 2018. Mr. Morales, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by you providing a urine specimen that came back diluted on or about April 12, 2018 for the task lab report dated April 13, 2018. Mr. Morales, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number three, violation of condition number three, is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6434 South 44th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about April 13, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Morales, is this true or false?
That is not really true, but I had already spoken to my parole officer regarding that.
Okay, so are you stating that's true or false?
I guess I'll say true.
It's your choice. We're not trying to force you into a corner. I mean, at this stage of the hearing, it's either true or false.
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on, and again, Mr. Morales, really passing from the first phase of this hearing to the second phase, so don't be alarmed. But based on Mr. Morales' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or had lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Morales, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Wesby, our in-house community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case history. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Wesby.
On February 23rd, 2018, Mr. Morales was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 18th, 2018 by Phoenix PD, noting charges. He was back in DOC custody April 18th, 2018 with an adjusted CSED of January 29th, 2019, 5 abscondes. Current conviction, 2012, misconduct involving weapons, 6.5 years. 2012, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2012, disorderly conduct, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2004, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2004, misconduct involving weapons, 4.5 years. 2008, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 2010, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Broadway Gangster Crips criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, arrested on new felony, narcotic drug sales, revoked by the BOEC. 2010, TIS release, arrested on new felony, narcotic drug sales, revoked by the BOEC. 2012, TIS release, arrested on current offense, reached CSED in jail. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 2002, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2002, theft, Arizona, county jail. 2008, possession of narcotics, Arizona, probation revoked. His community risk score is a G7B8.
Back to you, Mr. Morales. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside with your father, Martin Morales, at 6434 South 44th Street, Phoenix, Arizona. You did not provide any other residential address to investigate prior to absconding. I recognize that you were only missing for 5 days, but did you live someplace else during that time, sir?
To be honest with you, sir, I have full family support, but I have not been able to communicate with my family since I've been in here, so I haven't had the opportunity to arrange much, but I have the full support of my family still.
Well, that's encouraging. But when you were missing for those 5 days, where were you living?
Well, I wasn't, that's what I was trying to say. I spoke to my parole officer regarding that, and he was trying to help me get ask me to find a residence or he was gonna put me in a halfway house. And the reason for me not being in my house, I did not want to involve my family with any of my past history, as you may already know, the affiliations and all that. So that's the only reason I stayed away from my parole house.
Thank you. Were you working at all when you were outside of prison?
I was already getting. I already did an interview before I came in, and I was just waiting for the day to start working, but I had already done the interview.
Okay, sir. And what did you interview with?
It's a landscaping company.
Thank you. There's some programming notes that you assigned to Bayless Behavioral Health Solutions for mental health assessment for substance abuse treatment. And also that you assigned the task for your analysis with the colored line. You submitted 2 urine samples while on supervision. You had a positive for alcohol and another one that came back diluted. I noticed also that you have a history with narcotics, and I don't know if that's just sales, or did you also have a history with drug abuse?
Sir, with all due respect, I will be honest to you and everybody there, and I have done drugs since I was young, but I have stopped doing drugs for about several years now, and I accept that I had a problem, but I left the drugs alone, and I want to change all my lifestyle, because drugs are not a problem for me. I do accept that alcohol is a problem, and I do accept that I'm an alcoholic, and that's the only problem that I have, sir. I have changed a lot from my background.
No, I'm not trying to add new problems that you don't have right now. You're admitting that you have an alcohol problem, and we appreciate your honesty. But were you hooked on heroin or something before, or?
I did a lot of PCP when I was younger, and it really affected my mind, and but that was my main problem. And to be honest with you, that's why my parole officer recommended me to get mental health, because I do accept that I need help. And at that time, I was enrolled with the mental health that he was asking me to do. So I was going to that.
Okay. Now, if I'm hearing you straight, you're saying that you left your family's house because you wanted to keep your associations away from them?
I had already spoke to my parole officer, and I was trying to find a better solution for me to be able to do my parole time, my parole conditions in a comfortable way. And it's unfortunate that my past lifestyle kind of affects me, but I'm tired of that life, and I'm trying to do better for myself. I'm not gonna lie. It's hard for me. It's hard for anybody coming out of prison.
Well, we got a note here, and this is with respect to everyone, but your father stated that you were going to need another place to live because you couldn't avoid criminal associations or gang associations. So I'll ask you, this is a revocation hearing. This isn't a court case. But were you having trouble staying away from former gang associates? Or what was going on, sir?
No, it's, well, I mean, I was around the area that I was known around.
Okay.
And even though I may not be wanting to be around individuals, everybody knows everybody in these surroundings.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because we hear a lot of cases, and we're constantly reminding people, we're not counselors, but hanging around the same people that got you into trouble in the first place certainly is a recipe for failure. So it sounds like that you're trying to, at least I'd like to believe you're trying to disassociate yourself from the criminal lifestyle. Now, I have notes, but were you able to attend any of the behavioral health treatment?
Yes, I initiated the first interview, and I was scheduled to attend start the program, and my brother that's on the phone right now, David, helped me to go to that appointment, and like I said, I have full support from my family, and I was initiating the interviews and everything.
So, if this board voted to return you to community supervision, where would you live to change your lifestyle?
So, with all due respect, like I said, I have my family, but also I will do anything in my power to. I have a list of halfway houses also, which I'm tired of this life, sir, with all due respect, and I'm ready to change my life. And you know, I've been doing this too long, and my family needs me, so I will do whatever is possible as soon as possible to get everything in order for myself. I know it will not be easy, but I'll take it one day at a time.
And have you been able to clean up from alcohol since you've been arrested?
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you drank?
I drank, when I dropped for alcohol, and I said that I have an alcohol problem. I have an uncle that runs AA meetings, and I will get in contact with him as soon as I'm able to get out, because that's the only problem that I have is an alcohol problem.
And are you attending AA at all inside the Department of Corrections?
To be honest with you, there's no programs. There's no programs like that here.
Are you sure about that? Because, now again, I'm not calling you out, but it's been our experience that NA and AA, there's usually some sort of group in each facility.
I looked into it, and there is nothing available. The only thing that is able to help me in here is Christian services. That is the only thing that I focus on in here, and it's really helped me a lot. But I'm looking forward to joining AA if I'm given the opportunity to go out.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board member. Oh, hold on, I didn't ask all the questions. We talked about this. You were missing from community supervision for 5 days. So I'll ask you, where were you living during those 5 days?
To be honest with you, I was home. I was home. I was at time homeless, and I was trying to find another residence. But I was not in any way trying to abscond. My next report day, I would have spoken to my parole officer. My next report day was maybe a week after that, and that is never my intention to abscond or anything like that. I've never absconded, but I was just trying to figure out where I could change residence.
Okay, and you were reported as missing from community supervision. It's not just because, there are circumstances in which someone's next appointment is a week later, and I think you would have to be officially missing from community supervision before they would document you as absconded. So you must have missed an appointment.
Excuse me, the reason my parole officer called or would not call my father on my phone is because of the diluted UA, and that's just because it wasn't dirty or anything. I was just drinking a lot of water, but that was the reason why he tried to locate me, because of the diluted UA.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to take some information from our community corrections officer. Yes, Mr. Westby.
Yes, and I just wanted to provide additional information for the chrononauts. Yes, in fact, on April 12th, when Officer Walton did go to Mr. Morales' residence and directed him to drop a UA, that UA did come up. The subsequent day, final results was that it was diluted, it was adulterated, so he called the residence, and that's when Mr. Morales' father informed him that he had left.
Okay.
Subsequently, that's how he tried to contact him. I will add that during the intake, and also during when conditions are signed, when they're first released, you're told that if there is ever a change in the residence, okay, they don't wait until the next report date to come in and tell the PO. They need to tell them within one business day where they're at. If they can't find a place, the Department of Corrections would rather have somebody in a halfway house than living on the streets for 2 weeks waiting for the next contact visit.
Thank you, Mr. Westbrook, and thank you for that clarification. Okay, and the last question is, you were arrested by Phoenix PD on your absconder status, so that would mean that they had contact with you, ran your name, and found out that you had a warrant. So how did they come into contact with you, sir?
Well, I didn't have my phone, sir, so I didn't have a phone at that time. So I was asking for if I could get assistance on calling a cab to take me to my house, but I guess it was misinterpreted. But I was went to a residence to ask for if I could use their phone or if I could get assistance calling the cab, and I guess they might have called the police or anything or something, but it was nothing bad or anything.
Okay, so the way I'm understanding that is someone may have thought you were suspicious, the police made contact with you, they ran your history and found out that you had a warrant.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions from fellow board members? Okay, hearing no questions from fellow board members, Mr. Morales, I'm going to ask your brother, David Morales, if he would like to speak to the board. So, Mr. Morales, on the phone?
Yeah.
Can you state your full name again for the record?
Yes, it's David Jaramillo Morales.
And, Mr. Morales, is there anything you would like to share with the board today?
Honestly, I think, if you guys come to a decision, I think it'd be best for Sergio to go to a halfway house. I think my parents, honestly, chewed off more than they could handle, with Sergio. He's a grown man now, and I think they expected a little kid or something like that. But like he admitted, his only bad thing is alcohol. So I think with the right help, he could be better for himself, I feel like we can't really relate to him because we don't really know where he's coming from, We're a little different than him, and he's a little older than us, but I think he just needs people around him that understand him and can guide him, and we'll just get him out of that rut that we've been. But he does have our full support. I did take him to that first thing that he went to, I made sure he was there, so I definitely want him to get better and get help, but unfortunately we aren't able to communicate with him because we don't have that, I guess, communication or like history and things like that, so I guess that's basically it, but he does have full family support.
I appreciate your input, Mr. Morales. I will ask you, just trying to put the story together, and believe me, this isn't your hearing, it's not your family's hearing, this is about Sergio, but is your father still working?
My father is actually disabled right now.
Okay. I was just asking about his home conditions because it sounds like that didn't work out very well with him staying at home.
Yeah. My dad has a big personality, and as soon as they realize that they get off too much than they can handle, I think that's why he called his parole officer and try to find a new place for Sergio to stay at, but I don't think that's how it usually works, so Sergio just, I guess, found it better to just not be there, but hopefully he could get help.
Well, thank you, Mr. Morales. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Okay, Mr. David Morales, thank you for speaking with the board. You're welcome to stay on the phone for the rest of the hearing, but we are getting close to the end, okay, sir?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, back to Mr. Sergio Morales. We are getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't tell us anything that you haven't told us already, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel you need to share or that's important for us to understand?
I would just like to ask of you if, you know, if I could get an opportunity to prove to myself, especially because I've missed out on a lot of years of my life. I have, you know, and unfortunately when I got locked up this time, my grandmother passed away, and it really hurt me because I've seen so many of my family members gone, and I'm not part of my family, and I feel like I'm losing my family, and that's all I have, and I'm asking for that opportunity for you to give me a chance for me to get my life together. I like I said, I admit I have an alcohol problem, and that's the only problem that I have, and if I get this chance, I will do everything that's necessary to finish my parole, and I can prove that to you, my family, and myself. I'm tired of this lifestyle, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Morales. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just stay on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision, Mr. Morales. Thank you.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I'm certainly open to options, especially if perhaps my fellow board members are seeing it differently. What's concerning me is not the question of whether Mr. Morales would benefit from rehabilitation, especially in the form or treatment, especially in the regarding his alcohol abuse, in addition to some of the help he was getting from behavioral health, as much as the totality of his case. He's had numerous opportunities to receive community supervision in his past that did not work out very well. As a matter of fact, several turned out with him returning to the system with felonies. And so there's a part of me that says, I really hope that Mr. Morales is turning the corner on, he says he has some former drug abuse and some alcohol issues now. I think he's also right-minded in terms of wanting to consider some sort of halfway house. I just fundamentally am not comfortable with him as a candidate for community supervision just based on his history, but I'm certainly open to the discussion, and yes, Mr. Johnson.
I see his history has been not bad. He's been rearrested and arrested while he's been out. I tell you, I think that in listening to Mr. Morales, I think he has made a decision that he really is trying to turn that corner. He said he was hooked on PCP. A lot of youngsters hooked on that PCP in their early years have just done some mental damage to themselves with PCP. I think that I would be supportive of Mr. Morales getting a second opportunity to go to a halfway house and mandatory that he has to go through some mental health program as well as some drug program that he would have to do in, that he'd be probably placed somewhere at the parole officer's discretion. And I think that his family probably would support him, but I do understand that a lot of times when they been on that PCP for a period of time. It's just hard to for the family to relate to him. And I think his father probably tried, and according to his brother, you know, the family's tried, but they just haven't been able to relate. But I think if he's sincere, as he does, at least he sounds sincere to me. I'm going to say that. Sounds sincere to me that he wants to turn that corner and get some help and do something for himself, that I would be amenable to giving him a second opportunity.
Well, before we see what Mr. Neal has to say, I'll say this much. He doesn't have that much time left on his prison sentence, but it is enough time for him to get effective treatment. And certainly we want to see people succeed when they're on community supervision. You know, again, as I stated, the struggle I'm having is the history, you know, versus where he's at right now. And I'm with you. With a halfway house and treatment, you know, this is an individual I'd like to see in his early 40s, put it behind, pardon me, his early 30s, put it behind him and move on to a productive life. But I'm certainly open to the further input of Mr. Neal, sir.
I agree.
Okay, then I would just say in very plain language, we're going to stick our neck out a little bit, because this is an individual who has several convictions and has struggled with community supervision. But like Mr. Johnson, he does sound like a person who's about ready to turn that corner. But I am going to make a motion that if we do return to community supervision, that we add some conditions here, because it's going to be strict. Especially considering his history. So my motion is to return Mr. Morales to community supervision under the same conditions, but then with some amendments as well.
Seconded
by Mr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed upon by Mr. Neal. And these conditions are as follows, and I think I may make that move for the transdermal device. I think there's language for that. But I'll begin by stating recommend placement and successful completion of a program that offers both substance abuse and mental health treatment, which is an option. You must enter and successfully complete a program that offers just going to say treatment program at the parole officer's discretion, to give some wiggle room to the parole officer. Sometimes this can be a little too narrow. The strong one, though, is for the parole officer to start revocation upon the first positive, deluded, missed, or unsuitable for testing on excuse UA, to obviously include alcohol. I'm going to make an asterisk here, and I think, Mr. Westby, I think the recommendation is a trans, is it a transdermal?
Yes, a transdermal device. It's called a transdermal alcohol device, a TAD, T-A-D.
Those are the extra conditions. We've already voted. Is there anything else that we wish to say?
I think we should have that he must enter and successfully
okay.
treatment programs that offer substance abuse treatment as well as mental health treatment.
We'll go and check it.
Mental health treatment that he has to
utilize.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Morales, this board is voting to give you a second chance, but I will tell you this is more than a second chance, because you've already been through the criminal justice system more than once and have had problems with your community supervision. Now your family sounds like they're supportive, but what is going to happen, and it is at the discretion of your parole officer, is that you are going to make a transition to some sort of halfway house, and you will have to take alcohol treatment. We're recommending a transdermal device, so the minute you are dirty for alcohol, you're going to be back before this board. And I can't tell you how we're going to vote, but I can tell you we probably won't be very happy. Are you up to the challenge?
I want to thank you, and you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm a little proof to you guys, especially myself and my family, that I will take it one day at a time, and I will get it together.
Well, sir, before I end this hearing, what you're really going to have to prove is your willingness to break ties with any criminal associates, because this pattern we see over and over again is people getting re-involved with the same people and hanging out, and then before you know it, they're exposed to alcohol and drugs again, and there you are, you know, back in Orange. So, like, we're encouraging you. We want to see you succeed, but you're going to have to take this very seriously, sir.
Okay, thank you, and I will.
Thank you. This is going to bring the hearing to a close, and if you could, please give the phone to your CO3. And Mr. David Morales, thank you for appearing before the board today on the telephone.
Sir, Mr. David Morales.
Yes.
So we're giving your brother an opportunity to get himself in some program, but he's going to need the strong support of his family to stay with him and encourage him to stay involved and enroll and complete those programs in order to better himself. So will you guys be able to do that?
I personally will, yeah, I would personally do it.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.